church wants to spread the gospel message of Christ to reach the widest possible number of people and is using new online methods to spread that message, especially among the young. These new methods include posting video clips on YouTube, currently one of the internet's most popular websites. YouTube was only founded 3 years ago, but since then has become phenomenally successful as the world's leading video sharing website, where users can upload, view and share video clips. Although few statistics are publicly available regarding the number of videos on YouTube, it's believed to be more than 70 million and growing all the time. Such staggering numbers mean that a video uploaded on YouTube can not only reach a huge audience, but is also instantly available anywhere in the world. As with any public media, YouTube is a mixed bag, but many inspirational videos can be found among the millions posted on it. They include tributes to the life of Pope John Paul after his death, and footage of the historic announcement of the election of Pope Benedict. And it comes as no surprise to learn that the Catholic Church is among those who quickly realize the enormous evangelizing potential that YouTube and other similar new forms of web-based media can offer for spreading the gospel message, especially among the young. Cardinal Justin Regali, Archbishop of Philadelphia, was believed to be the first senior U.S. prelate to use a YouTube video clip to reach his flock. During Lent 2007, a series of reflections on the gospel given by the cardinal were posted on YouTube and quickly became one of the most watched videos on YouTube during that period. The Archdiocese said they got feedback to that initial video from people all over the world, including Australia, the Philippines and Italy. Cardinal Regali told me more about why they decided to use the evangelizing potential offered by YouTube.
Well, my communications people were very interested in this, and they suggested that this might be a great way to communicate, especially with young people. So I very willingly accepted the invitation, and we had a presentation on YouTube, and it seemed to have quite a reaction.
What kind of feedback did you in fact get?
Well, people let me know that they were very pleased that I had done this and that they had listened to the program and that they approved of the fact that the church was interested in this medium of communications.
And was it true, in fact, that you got this feedback from many different parts of the world? Can you tell us some of them?
Yes, there were a number of them. Many of them were from the United States, but we had Asia, we had the Philippines, I think we had Korea, and we had a couple of countries in Europe. And I didn't keep track too much of the responses. All I know is that the first reaction was very, very generous. It went up into the thousands. And so that confirmed me in the fact that I thought that this was something good that we should do, because as the church, we have this great motivation to use every means of communication in order to proclaim the Word of God, in order to get the Lord's message across.
Were you all, in fact, a bit surprised by this, not just the amount of people, but the enthusiasm of this feedback?
Well, it was pleasingly surprising, yes, to know that people appreciate it, they listen to it, and obviously it makes some kind of an impact on their lives. So any contribution, you know, that we can do through YouTube or anything, all the means of communication is something that's very consonant with our ministry and our mission. St. Paul talks about in his letter to the Thessalonians, he prays that the Word of God may speed on and be glorified. So really that's the only agenda that the church has, which is the agenda to communicate the Word of God, because of the fact that it brings hope and joy and meaning to people's lives. So that was the context in which I think my communications people suggested it to me, and that was a context in which I accepted so willingly to do it. And very pleased that, it was repeated a number of times, and there was a response continually. Obviously, the first responses were the greatest, the most numerous, but nevertheless, they kept kept coming. So I was encouraged, and it seemed like a very good idea to be able to show the interest of the church in communicating effectively with anyone in a way that is meaningful to those people, especially the young people.
Talking of young people, were you able to ascertain that, in fact, most of this feedback was coming from young people? What sort of ages were they on average?
I'm not sure just what the ages were. I didn't check all of the feedback, because my mission was done mainly when I was able to communicate, and I left it to others to check to see, you know, what the reaction was. But I was pleased with the general comments that they gave me, and I would think, though, looking back, I think that what I was told is that there were a number of young people who identified themselves as such, so that was great to have them interested in the Word of God, have them interested in the message of the church.
So since then, are you regularly now posting up homilies and speeches and other statements that you make on YouTube?
There has not been a consistent follow-up because of many commitments, but it's still very much on my agenda. I repeated it a number of times, and certainly it's meant to come again. It's just a question of when I'll be able to dedicate myself to this again. But I definitely would like to continue what I've done, because I think it has great value, and just delighted in any opportunity to communicate the Word of God for the people of God.
To your knowledge, are there many other high-ranking prelates in the U.S. following your example there?
I'm not sure. Subsequently, I heard a name or two that was doing the same thing, but I have not checked to see, you know, just how it's going. But I suspect there, by this time, there are a number of bishops that are doing this, and I would encourage them from the reaction I received, and wish them very, very well, because the more that we can communicate the Word of God, the more possibilities there is that St. Paul's prayer will be realized, that the Word of God will speed on and be glorified.
Is there any concern, though, about the fact that quite a lot of the material on YouTube is not necessarily uplifting in tone? I mean, there's a lot of that's positive there, but of course there's also a lot that's negative.
Absolutely. This is, of course, a concern. However, this is the reality in which we have to enter. There's a risk in many things. However, it seems to me that the risk is offset to some extent by the fact that we, you know, we light a candle, we proclaim the Word of God, and hopefully that this will attract the attention of people that might otherwise have been, their attention might have been directed to other things less noble. So, yes, your consideration is a very real one and something I took into account, and yet, judging from the reaction, I think that it was worth it, and I think that a great deal of good has been done.
I was speaking there to Cardinal Justin Regali, Archbishop of Philadelphia.